Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for being with us today. Safer Internet Day is February 5th. Tips on how to help you and your family navigate the cyber world more easily. With us to do that is Mark Risher, Director of Product Management at Google, where he leads account security, phishing, and identity, protecting users all around the Internet from advanced attacks of all kinds. He's worked in cybersecurity for over a decade, protecting some of the largest online properties. Mark holds numerous patents for inventions in anti-spam, phishing detection, and account security. With tips for Internet safety and privacy, Mark Risher with us on This Week in America. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here, Rick.
Coming up on Safer Internet Day, February 5th, really an excellent time to reassess our online activities and literally what in a few moments we all can strengthen our online security.
That's right. So it's a great time for people to remember and to pay attention to steps that they can take to stay safer online. There's news seemingly every day about breaches, hacks, compromises, and we want to help people avoid that and understand what few steps they should take to get themselves into a better place.
Talk about every day. It's almost literally every hour we find out something new that we need to do to protect ourselves. And you've got a number of tips, and we'll have a website later where you can get more information on these tips. But one you say is very important, keeping your software up to date. That may be something that some of us put off, especially if it's not automatic. Talk about the importance in getting that done, getting that up to date.
That's right. There are, as you said, there's constantly new vulnerabilities being discovered. And the problem is that once updates are made available, not everyone installs them, meaning that they remain vulnerable for much longer than they could or should. So you mentioned automatic updates. Google products will automatically update themselves, so we know you're always getting the latest and greatest. But for other software that you have or other phones that you have, it's important that users don't ignore and don't put off that little reminder that shows up, but instead install these security updates as soon as possible.
So that's one of the advantages of a Chrome browser, because that updates itself, correct? I don't have to worry about that.
That's right. That's something we did in Chrome browser from the beginning. It was sort of controversial at the time, but it's proven to be a best practice that many, many other companies are now following. You don't want to leave things to, human weakness. I get busy, you get busy. But instead, ensure that the computer is automatically keeping itself up to date and getting those latest and greatest security protections.
One of the tips, and probably many of us are guilty of this, it's so much easier to remember one password. Maybe use it on several accounts. Maybe use it on a lot of accounts. That really is increasing our risk for a breach, isn't it?
That's right. That's one of those, the law of unintended consequences, that for years, we in the industry have been saying you need to have capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, symbols, punctuation. But the problem is that leads people to create this favorite password that they then reuse on every single site. And the problem with that is that then if any site gets broken into, this super strong secure password you created is now out there in the wild for all sorts of attackers to use. So instead, what we recommend is a unique and distinctive password in every site, and that's where we built some tools that help people do that. The Chrome web browser itself memorizes your password and will help you automatically fill it in on each site. So that means you don't have to keep it in your memory. The computer does it for you. And then on Safer Internet Day, we're releasing a tool called Password Checkup that will warn you if the password you're about to use has been leaked or compromised out there on the dark web so that you can change it and take appropriate steps to lock yourself down again.
With us on the program, Mark Risher, Google's Director of Account Security and Internet Safety Expert as well. You talk about having a Google security checkup. How do we go about doing that? Because this really gives us a lot of information, which I understand is all personalized for each of us as individual users and actionable as well.
That's right. We know people are busy. We know that they're looking for simple instructions on how to stay safe online. And so we built that Google security checkup to be really a one-stop shop for your online safety. It's easy to remember the URL. It's g.co/security checkup. And what that'll do is walk you through personalized recommendations and advice based on who you are, how you browse the Internet, what kind of devices and software that you have, so that you can take the minimal steps necessary to get into that best secured state.
And you can link on to all this information, the tips we're talking about on today's program, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All the Google addresses you need, websites you need, URLs to get all of this information. Here's something probably a lot of us are guilty of as well, taking the time to set up a recovery phone number and email address. That's one of those that's like, okay, I really should do that. Tell us why it's important for us to do that. Eventually, it's going to save us some time in the long run and possibly some very serious problems.
That's right, serious problems indeed. So the recovery phone number is one of the things that security checkup will lead you to, and it really helps in two ways. One of them is if you should forget your password or lose your laptop, leave it behind at school or what have you, then recovery phone number gives you a way to get back into your account. But perhaps even more important is that it gives us a secondary security mechanism if we're ever in doubt. So if someone tries to log in, claims to be Rick, and maybe knows Rick's password, but we're suspicious, we can send a confirmation to your phone to confirm that it really is you. That second layer, people might also know it as second factor authentication, gives you dramatically stronger protection against somebody who's breached your password and is able to break into your account.
We'll talk about that two-step verification. That's another one we hear a lot about, and probably many people are like, you know, someday I really need to do that. How do we go about doing that? And that does give us another layer, doesn't it?
It does give another layer. It means that knowledge of your username and password alone is not enough, and so that can dramatically reduce the possibility of someone breaking into your account. Turning it on is very simple. On Google itself, it's google.com/two-step, but many other sites now offer this, many other products offer that, and it is a worthwhile step for people to take. On Google, you don't necessarily have to. We mentioned before that recovery phone number will provide effectively dynamic two-factor authentication, but it's always useful for people to consider this and to look at it, particularly on all the sensitive sites that they're utilizing.
And you talk about taking this time now, especially with Safer Internet Day, to talk to children about online safety, set digital ground rules for them as well. You've got some tools available that will make this very easy to do.
We do. Google knows that family safety is more than just online security. It's also problems like cyberbullying, kid safety, privacy, oversharing. And so we packaged it together on something Google calls Be Internet Awesome. So it's a site that's got tools and information for both kids and adults that'll help them stay safe online. It's got this educational game called Interland, where kids themselves kind of, I think they pilot a spaceship through the cyberspace, and they learn about all these different safety tips. And then it's got information for parents and even lesson plans for teachers to help spread awareness and help people to stay safe online across all different ages and all different families.
In fact, you talk about when you don't really provide the proper framework, the groundwork for your child as they're getting onto the internet, that's like giving them the keys to the car without ever having a driver's license.
That's right. There is a risk. I mean, obviously, there's tons of tremendously valuable information out there, whether educational or entertainment, and we want kids to be able to use that, but it's important that they understand what they're getting into, they understand some of the ground rules, like you said, and that they know how to stay safe and respectful as they're navigating around. You know, one example is actually YouTube. So lots and lots of parents give their kids a tablet or a phone to play YouTube on. We've built a special app called YouTube Kids. It's available for iPhone, Android, iPads, all these different devices. And it allows things including setting a screen time limit, which is really nice for parents because the kid doesn't yell at you, the app enforces it itself. And then you can also steer children toward trusted video and ensure that they're only seeing age-appropriate content instead of everything that's out there that may not be what you want your 6-, 7-, 8-year-old looking at.
And you also have a Family Link app as well. Talk about that, because this is really valuable for a parent.
That's right. Family Link is pretty amazing, actually. It allows parents to supervise what their kids are doing online, but with the right kind of parameters. So things like screen time that I mentioned is one option, limiting the apps that they can install or confirming before they install a new app, and even things like with appropriate consent, being able to track locations so you can find your kids in the event of an emergency. That's all available through that Family Link app, which is available both for iPhone and Android.
We've got about a minute or so left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning, one of the things you do, you protect users around the world using the internet from advanced attacks of all kinds. And I'm thinking as I'm typing that, how advanced are these getting? It appears, at least with phishing that I'm getting, it used to be you knew right away because the logo was wrong, the spelling was bad. These have really become sophisticated, haven't they?
That's right. Sophisticated, or at least very, very convincing. Phishing attacks are still, unfortunately, one of the major techniques used by attackers. We actually built a product at Google for high-risk individuals, people like politicians, elected officials, journalists, celebrities. It's called the Advanced Protection Program because we wanted to bundle up our strongest security offerings in one package so that those individuals could be the most protected and most assured. So the Advanced Protection Program for people maybe listening today who are in that high-risk category is another free option. g.co/advancedprotection is the link for that. It helps defend against these increasingly sophisticated and targeted attacks, like you mentioned.
I'm going to take 30 seconds here. How frustrating is that for you? You go into work and it's like, okay, we nailed that. We shut that down. People are aware of it. We're blocking it. And then 5 minutes later, you find out somebody else is penetrating somewhere. How frustrating is that? It's like a never-ending battle, it seems like.
Yeah, unfortunately, security is not something that you solve. It's something that you continue to advance. And we keep building the walls higher, and the attackers keep trying to find ways to get through. That's why Google invests so considerably. I've got a huge team that's working around the clock in many different countries so that we're constantly monitoring, studying, surveying, and building defenses against the latest attacks that people have to worry about so that your listeners don't have to themselves. They just take the security checkup and know they're in the right setting.
Interesting conversation. Mark Risher, our guest on the program, Google's Director of Account Security, Internet Safety Expert. We're talking about Safer Internet Day, February 5th. Should be every day out of the year, but here's a day to really step back and reassess. All the information we talked about today, you'll find links to at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mark, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate the chance.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it out there.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.